The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see. A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me.
Good morning, good morning, Francis Albert Sinatra. Getting us started as we roll into the 4th of July. We are the greatest country on the planet Earth, with respect to everybody else. I'm so proud to be here. I'm such a proud American, and I know you are too, and we appreciate you listening. We got a great show for you today. Before we roll into the 4th tomorrow, there will be a parade in Washington, D.C. The tanks are rolling into town. You're welcome. And I just think it's great that we celebrate the country. I don't want to hear it questioned. I don't want to hear how bad we are. Oh, Lord, I'm not even going there. And I don't even know how that tenor got there about how, oh, America's bad. We're the bad Americans. And, you know, we all that we're doing and all you see on the news is all the bad things. I ain't buying it. We're a great, you know what? You're a great person. Let me be the one to tell you, because how many people tell you that during the day? You know, you're really a good person. Thank you. Thank you for all you're doing. You get up, we pay the taxes, we take care of the kids. You do everything that's right and just. And this is why God put us on this earth. We joined together. This country is formed. We're a young country. We're patriotic about this country. We love each other. And all you see is all the negativity, and they throw all the bad at you. That is not us. We are a good people. And I don't mean it in a cheerleader way. I just know it because, you know what? I'm out there all the time. And I see Americans all the time. And yeah, sure, when I go, you know, around the country, and I'll be traveling around Europe this fall, we're all on this planet together. But there's a greatness, there's a texture, there's the ethnic fabric of this country that is so strong, that has withstood so much. And you know, really, we're just getting started. So embrace the greatness of the United States as we approach the 4th of July. And it comes from you being the great person, the great patriot that you are. Oh, Lord, I'm so tired of the negativity. I didn't even want to hear it. The news isn't so bad. I'm going to try to straighten it. I feel like the translator in the morning, right? Right. Remember when you watched the Democratic debates? And they said, okay, they asked a question, you know, and all you heard was, and you and I went, did my remote, did I press the SAT button on my remote? Did I hit the wrong language? Am I watching the American Democratic presidential debate? All right, got it. You speak Spanish. And you pander a little more. Man, oh, man. It's a language where my people came from another country, and they did something that was so fascinating, that was so innovative and original when my people came to the United States. They learned English. Wow. And yes, they had that. My grandfather had the thickest accent out of anybody. So whenever I hear someone who comes to the country and they have an accent and it's a thick accent on it, I have an immediate affection and respect for that person, because English is a very tough language. So, but of course we jest, but just be grateful that we're here. Be grateful. And the whole thing with Nike with the flag, I just tweeted out. I couldn't resist. They didn't want the Betsy Ross flag, you know, the original American flag, because Colin Kaepernick wanted it. And you see the picture? I don't know if that had to be a doctored picture with Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter, and Kaepernick, and the head of Black Lives Matter. It's like everybody's just trying to divide us. And you know how I know we're good? Because you just put your hands up sometimes. You go, look, I'm doing the best I can. I'm paying the taxes. I don't do anything. I don't kill anybody. You know, I really abide by the law. I'm a good God-fearing, church-going, guilt-ridden American. Come on. And no, you're not. You're racist. You're racist. You shouldn't even be speaking it. You speak English? You speak English, you white privileged racist? And you and I go, what? What did I do again? Ah, Lord, you gotta laugh. And you know what else? You got to stay strong. I'm telling you, because there's enough of us out there that believe in God, that believe this country is one nation under God, that believe in God we trust, and believe of the greatness, the originality, and that tight-knit fabric that is the United States of America. And no one's going to tell us any different. Rick Klein's on the show at 6:40. And Colonel Jack Jacobs, there's a talk about a true American hero right there, Medal of Honor recipient. In Vietnam, we'll be talking about North Korea and Iran with Colonel Jacobs. Says Steve Perillo, we're gonna take a break. I'm so excited. Talk to Steve. You know, we're going 4th of July. We'll always remember lives lost and put on the line for us, for our freedoms, as we go into 4th of July. But you know, it's a weekend. It's a long weekend, hopefully for you. So we'll talk about going to Italy, going to Hawaii, and from Perillo Tours, the one, the only Mr. Steve Perillo will join us live. Mayor Stephen Phillip is the mayor of Jersey City. He's got a lot of things going on in Jersey City, the upcoming 4th of July. Activities in Jersey City, we'll be chatting about that in the morning. Dr. Mark Siegel, great guy. He is so great. He's been all over the news. He's a Fox News medical correspondent, professor of medicine at NYU. Every time I read Dr. Siegel's resume, I feel really inferior. Look at this, medical director at NYU Radio on Sirius XM, and we'll be talking about the healthcare coverage for illegal immigrants and Kim Jong-un's health, brought to us on the airwaves by Tucker Carlson. You heard that's the interview with Tucker and the president, how Kim Jong-un was wheezing. Tucker could hear it. You could hear it. He was feet away, but still. Well, Dr. Mark Siegel will break that down for us. Carol Danko's a great gal. She's the assistant director of ICE and the head of communications. So Carol Danko, I know you don't want to miss that. We'll talk about the migrant detention centers, because I'm so tired. And I don't want to even mention any names. I want to stay positive today. You know, we're going into the 4th of July. Oh, my goodness gracious. How come we're getting blamed for these detention centers? Why are we getting blamed for that? Everybody came here. They came to us, and we're doing the best that we can to help these people. And everybody's just saying, oh, look at the toilet water thing from AOC. Oh, yeah, just go on. AOC, go home to your district. And why don't they, if they say, I always say there's about, you know, 6 million young black Americans that are in poverty. I don't know that I have that statistic right, because I just read there might be 8 million. And then I heard there's 3.6 million. So we have to verify that. If it's 1 million, if it's 1, there's too many. Why in the name of God, and please help me out here, are we concentrating on the border, making such a, she's taking fake photographs with the fence in front of her, AOC, you know, and the other, you know, the Democrats are going down there, and they're telling us how bad we are, and if it's a crisis, who's causing the crisis? The president, and correct me if I'm wrong here, didn't we call this a crisis since the president's been in office? And didn't you see those caravans? And didn't I tell you those caravans are a concerted effort? And didn't someone call those caravans an invasion of the United States? And now you're here. Now, what are we supposed to do? I have not heard one solution, except from the White House, one solution from the other side on how to deal with these poor people down there. And my heart goes out to these poor people. But to be used by AOC, for publicity is inexcusable. inexcusable. You're using these people as props, just to go against the – they will do anything to go against the president and the poor people. And rather than saying, all right, here's what we're going to do. And AOC didn't even – she didn't even vote for that – all the money that was just voted to go down to the borders. So if you got an answer, let me know, because I am just dumbfounded that the press continues this narrative when no one – and I've said it – and I'm going to have to get an iPhone to do it myself. And I invite you, and I'll say it once and a thousand times on this radio show, go to East St. Louis, Illinois. You tell me how it's doing there. How's Paterson, New Jersey doing? How's the south side of Chicago, around the area where they're building the Barack Obama Presidential Library? How's that neighborhood doing? Take a count. I dare you. I dare any of the mainstream media to go down there and look and see how they're doing. Before you start on the border, let's take care of our own. Just a humble, respectful suggestion. Vito Fasella is with us this morning, and Eddie Gallagher is free. Talk about witch hunt. Commissioner Bernard Kerik's been on that. He was part of the legal team and the former commissioner of the NYPD and a key part of Eddie Gallagher's defense team. Will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm glad that I'm proud to have Bernie on the show, because this whole Eddie Gallagher thing was just outrageous. You know, this is you train somebody, you go to war with somebody, you train them. It had to be tough. You train them to take out the enemy, and then when they do, you're going to find fault in it. And it seems so the whole case against Eddie Gallagher seems so flawed. And if there's a reasonable doubt, my pop always told me, my pop being the great lawyer that he was, you know, single lawyer law firm, representing the non-English speaking blue collar laborers that his father was, you know, the laborers, the construction workers, a lot of the Polish community in Passaic, New Jersey. My pop would, I'd walk in his office, and there again, someone with an accent, someone hurt on the job, and the insurance company said, you're not getting a dime. And my pop would fight the insurance company in a very respectful way, by the way. It was always nice. The tenant was always nice between the judges, between the lawyers, and between the insurance companies trying to take advantage, you know, of these workers. And they would always work it. I always appreciated it, you know. But if there's a reasonable doubt in any respect, an inkling of a reasonable doubt, you throw it out. Reasonable doubt, boom, throw it out. And that's what happened with Eddie Gallagher. But I have to tell you this before I go to the guys, is when you get the DOJ and you get a couple, and by the way, to the FBI, to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, I've met so many FBI listen to the show. I meet them. I met an FBI, a former FBI guy at the gym on Saturday at the Retro Fitness in Flemington. Hey, Joe, former FBI, how you doing? Thank you for your service. You know what? To the men and women, the rank and file of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, thank you for all that you're doing. Because it's like you can't – what's happening, you have a couple rogue people get out there. You get a couple – like Comey, you know, and you get a couple rogue from the CIA people get out there. They ruin it for everybody. And they get, and everything – and it starts with this Mueller probe. When you start these probes, what the Department of Justice doesn't understand, the deep state, and there's only about a few people, those lifetime bureaucrats, when they start that, and then you go, it's Russia collusion, and then it turns out to be false – all you do is you dilute every U.S. attorney, every prosecutor, every case, local, municipal, statewide, federal. You dilute law enforcement by doing these political takedowns. You dilute law enforcement. You dilute the power of the courts. Because people like me go, well, is this real? As soon as Eddie Gallagher was accused, I said to myself, I wonder if this is real. You question, am I right? You question it. And now anybody like the Southern District of New York and our friend, Tish James, they're going after Donald Trump. Now they're going to subpoena the president. It's all fake. It's all you and I say something's wrong here. It's a political takedown. And you immediately think, in my mind, the president didn't do anything wrong. This is just a political witch hunt again. They don't realize they're hurting it. They're hurting the law enforcement process. And I swear to goodness, my dad rested so... turning over in his grave, thinking how people are using the legal process just for political takedowns. Inexcusable. They weaponize all the law just for their own political purposes. So there's a lot going on. Yes, we have a big parade coming up. Eddie Gallagher is free, you know, and Luis Alvarez is I believe his funeral is today. And so our hearts go out, you know, to all the folks affected by 9/11. Boy, and it's please never forget. And you're right. And when Louis said you know, don't forget, please, never forget, never forget, especially as we approach the 4th of July. Remember the greatness of this country. Embrace it. Love it. It's okay to do that. It's okay to say one nation under God. Don't be afraid to do that and to say God bless America. I'm tired of it, and we're not going down. It, you know what it does? It just emboldens me and makes me stronger and makes my patriotism stronger for this country every second they try to tear us down because we ain't going nowhere. It's 19 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:20 right now. Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you on the roads, and then we're going to go to Frankie and Al, and we're going to break down all the news for you. Hey, Deb, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Joe?
Good, good. Fired up. Very patriotic. Very patriotic. Yes. Thinking of all the great things of this great country, from community to community. All the things that you do, Debbie Duhame. St. Debbie, when you go out to a church or you go out, I see you on the streets of the inner cities helping out the communities in the inner cities. That's the greatness of the United States, and we're going to embrace it today as we go into the 4th of July.
Yay.
You know, Deb, tired of the negativity. We're going to stay positive on it.
Till I get cranky,
and then I hand it over to Al, right?
Yeah, he can handle that. Yeah, no problem.
I know now everybody's getting out of town now, Deb.
Yes.
At 20 after 6, here we go. How are we looking thus far this morning, traffic-wise, on AM 970, The Answer?
Well, Joe, you may be cranky right now if you're sitting in traffic as you head over to the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx eastbound, moving slowly right on the ramp to the Deegan. Looks like an accident blocking all lanes here. So it's Cross Bronx East ramp to the northbound Deegan. All lanes closed with an accident on that ramp. Southbound Deegan slowing down to the Grand Concourse, but they just cleaned up a collision. LIE westbound slowing down, getting through Woodhaven Boulevard and out toward the BQE. Problems on the New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur north at 16W. It looks like an accident, so watch out for one lane blocked, and it's kind of busy there. 17 south in Mahwah. Looks like an accident there. And the Garden State Parkway south at 132. A collision heading down toward the Jersey Shore. 9 southbound in Lakewood at Main Street. Ongoing repairs because of an earlier problem. And on the Sprain south at 100C. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high in the upper 80s, sunny tomorrow, high of 88. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, good morning. 6:23 on AM 970, The Answer. I hold in my hand the book called Why People Don't Like You by the funniest lawyer in New Jersey, John Bramnick. We've been talking about this book. This is a great book. You got to order it on Amazon. You just type in Bramnick book, B-R-A-M-N-I-C-K, Bramnick book. It's very, very funny. It's and it's good, you know, around the beach. You're hanging at the beach or something, around the pool or something, but you read this, that, like, he's got different rules. And you know, they're just common sense rules that you should know. And this is the reason why people don't like you, because you do these things. I do these things. Like this one. I'm reading in the book here. It's Rule 108. If you cut someone off when driving, have the decency to wave and acknowledge that you were the one in the wrong. That is so awesome. Rule 108 in John's book, Why People Don't Like You. I always do that. If I cut somebody off, remember, you don't want to just flip them off. You just kind of just wave. You smile. It diffuses the whole situation. Here, when driving, put down the phone. No texting, no Facebook, no Instagram. They have a picture. They have some great graphics here by Pat Brentano, and they show a guy shaving. That would be me. That's Rule 109. So you got to check out this book, Why People Don't Like You. Here's an Amazon review. We can all learn from this thoughtful, witty, and concise book full of important insights into being a better person. This is a humorous but accurate guide to civility and making our world just a bit better. Well done. John Bramnick's Why People Don't Like You. It's a great read. I highly recommend it. Order on Amazon today by typing in Bramnick Book. That's Why People Don't Like You, available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, rolling into the 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. Thank you for being such a great patriot. Thank you for believing in the country. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Today, which is apropos as we go into the 4th of July, funeral services are being held for 9/11 first responder Luis Alvarez, the NYPD detective. He died Saturday at age 53 from colon cancer linked to his time exposed to toxins at Ground Zero following the terrorist attacks. A funeral mass for the detective will be held at 10 a.m. at Immaculate Conception Church, 2147 29th Street. Detective Alvarez became known for making a recent emotional plea in front of Congress calling for a 9/11 victims fund to be replenished. And we know John Stewart was down there, and Congressman Peter King was down there, Congressman Zeldin as well, former Congressman Dan Donovan. They were right in the front lines of this. And if you were around the devastation of 9/11 and you visited down there just to show respects, as I did, and it had to be maybe a month or two after 9/11, you could barely breathe as you breathed in. And that area down by Ground Zero, you knew something was up. Yet no one said anything, and great heroes like Detective Alvarez went down there, stayed there, you know, on a rescue mission, and you know, just trying to recover bodies. It was just a devastating time. And you know what? As we go into the 4th of July, and if you're on the way to the funeral, by the way, God bless you. God bless you for representing this great city. And God bless the NYPD, everybody that puts their lives on the line for us, especially as we approach July 4th. Just be strong. Keep it in your heart. Be proud. It's what you're doing, especially our first responders like Detective Alvarez. That's the greatness of America. Don't tell me we're not great. Don't tell me we're flawed. Don't criticize me. I know what's great, and I see it. And I see it in people like NYPD Detective Luis Alvarez gave his life for this country when people from outside the country tried to take us down. In the name of God, we're not going down. We're not going down. So our hearts are with the Alvarez family and to the family of the NYPD. Joe on the radio, a lot to get into. Lee Iacocca died. How about that, too, right? And as an Italian-American, he was like such a leader in the Italian-American community. This is the man that came up with the concept of the Mustang car. Am I right? The Mustang car, the Ford Mustang. And he played a historic role in steering Chrysler through the crisis. Remember, Chrysler took a nosedive. I remember all that, man, in the 70s. And Iacocca, he would team up, I met with Frank Sinatra and with Bill Fugazi. And they started the Ellis Island Medal of Honor, you know, celebrating people coming into this country. A great, great patriot, a great, great Italian-American. He was 94 years old, and yeah, best known for saving Chrysler after the company filed for bankruptcy in the 1980s, came up with the Mustang, a philanthropic giant. Lee Iacocca, rest in peace, a great Italian-American. So, Joe, I got to tell you this before I go to the guys. Can I do this? Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Well, I'm great, because after the show yesterday, and how you doing? Frankie, you okay? Albert, you doing
great.
Good?
Absolutely.
All good? So, You know, so my mom's doing great, thank God. So, and I hope, she said she wouldn't mind me telling you. So I tell you during our little intimate hour, you know. And of course, you could, like Frank says, you could always find it on the podcast later, you know. But just us now, just us now as we approach 6:30 on AM 970, The Answer. So mom gets out of rehab. So I'm saying, all right, I call my brother Richie. Richie's seeing that she gets out of rehab. She is a fighter. She has got, when I tell you wits about her, she is strong. She is smart. Her family comes from Salerno in Italy. They went to Newark, New Jersey. This is a tough Jersey girl, one of 10 who really became the epitome of the American dream, my mom. Just one, the leader of the family, and to this day is stronger than ever. So she goes, gets a rehab. Now she's going to come home. They wanted to put her in. She goes, all right, if you leave a health facility, they have to take you out. They put you in a wheelchair or a gurney because it's insurance. That's what it's all about. Because insurance companies run all of us. You know that. So they're, God forbid, somebody slips, somebody falls. We're going to sue them. That's what they're afraid. That's all that this is about. It has nothing to do with the safety of the patient. It's all insurance. We'll get sued if we don't do it the right way. That's what this is about. So they put, mom's great. She was going to walk out of there, you know, with her walker and get out there and come home. They put her in the gurney, you know. She was so upset. It was so funny. She was so upset. I go home. I go to go home, and I start driving toward meet her at the house. And ironically enough, there's like an ambulance in front of me. And I go, well, let me get around this guy because he's slow. And I go around this guy. So sure, then I see in front of me, I see my brother Richie leading the ambulance to the house. Now I'm in the caravan. How ironic is that, Frankie? I just happened to catch up with the vehicle taking.
Oh,
my
I'm not
mom
the least
back
bit surprised.
You know what I mean? Yeah, the way I drive, you mean? You know?
Exactly.
So listen, but I catch up, you know, Al, really. I'm going, oh, this guy's going to go slow. I'll go in front of this guy. And meantime, my mom's in that vehicle. How ironic was that? I'm telling you. I go, oh, great. It's like I planned it. So now I put my flashers on and I'm going to lead that ambulance back to the house. So this was the funniest thing. I said, Mom, can I talk about this on the radio? So I have her permission. I have immense respect and love for my mother.
That's very funny.
Let's listen to this, Al. You're going to love this. So she pulls in. So Richie gets in there. My brother gets in. He says, I park on the curb. And they back these two guys from the health company. They back up. And now that they go to open the back of the ambulance.
They can't open
and my,
it.
No. It's open. It. They open it. My mother's in a gurney. She looked, let me put it politely, not happy at all. All I heard was this. I looked at mom, the sweetest person I know. She goes, I am not happy about this. Mm. She didn't want to be. She didn't need it. And she's such a fighter. She didn't need to be. Just walk me home. I'll be fine.
Right.
And
right.
She was in there, and I started to laugh. I said, she's looking at me so angry. I said, Mom, what? I said, look at you. This is hysterical. She goes, get me out of this thing. I don't want to be in this thing. I'll walk in the house by crying out loud. The strength and the character. You know, and
you'd
and
be the same way.
I would be, but you know, that's the greatest generation right there, right there. And when
the
I
the problem
you, I
mean, is the ambulance wouldn't be able to find your house, so you'd be circling for hours.
So, and I'm telling you, when you have someone like my mom, the fighter that she is, that to me, as we approach the 4th of July, it epitomizes everything that's great about the country. The fight in that gal, you know, at her age, you know, out of Newark, New Jersey, said, get me off of this thing. I'm going in and I'm walking. And we were all laughing. The guys were laughing. It was so funny. And then they got to carry her in. And she's like patting with the orders, you know, Frankie. You know,
oh, I can imagine.
It was great. Mom, we love you. We love you. We had to do it. We had to do it. And thanks for your strength and your leadership, Mama Mia. We love you. Thanks for being the beautiful person that you are and the great, true American that you are. Hey, Joe, in the morning on the AM 970, The Answer at 6:33. We're going to get into the rest of the news with Frankie Five Boroughs. We're rolling in. You got, hopefully, does everybody, Frank, get a four-day weekend this weekend?
Well, not everybody.
No,
but
some people have to work. But
on Friday they work, right? Yeah. All right. Well, we're giving you permission. We will write notes. We will write notes.
Just to you email Frank that Morano. Responsibility.
Email Frank Morano.
I don't want anybody fired, blaming me sued when they get fired.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know. Check with your individual job and manager.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You should take off Friday. We give you permission. The morning show gives you permission. Al's got the headline news right now.
Not legally binding permission.
It's not legally binding at all. 877-970-2999. Give us a call anytime on our Balance of Nature phone line. Al is standing by with the headline news live and local at 634 on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
77 degrees at 634. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It's weigh-in day ahead of tomorrow's annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island. The top eaters will hit the scales today during a ceremony at the Empire State Building. Top men's eater Joey Chestnut looking to clinch his 12th mustard belt along the Coney Island boardwalk tomorrow. He scarfed down 74 hot dogs last year. Miki Sudo looks to defend her title for the women's group. Former Chrysler chairman Lee Iacocca is dead. His family confirmed the news. The automaker died at age 94. Iacocca, best known for saving Chrysler after it filed for bankruptcy in the 1980s, after spending most of his career at Ford and leading the team that designed the Ford Mustang, Iacocca took over a troubled car maker and stabilized it. He became nationally known through television commercials where he told viewers, if you can't find a better car, buy it. He was born in Allentown, Pennsylvania. President Reagan appointed Iacocca as the chairman of the Statue of Liberty Ellis Island Centennial Commission that raised money to restore the iconic statue. He also served for 8 years as Ford CEO before taking over Chrysler. He also attempted a run for president in 1988. In sports, Michael Conforto's two-run double capped a three-run eighth inning as the Mets rallied past the Yankees 4-2 in Queens. J.D. Davis tied the game at 2 for the Mets with an RBI double. The Yankees had their record home run streak stopped at 31 games. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. The sprain south of 100C getting reports of an accident. Southbound throughway lighter than normal heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. The inbound GWB about 30 minutes in. Cross Bronx East ramp to the Deegan accident cleared. Inbound Lincoln 20, Holland about 25. Kind of tough on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur at 16W. An accident blocking a lane. 17 south in Mahwah. It's an accident with a down pole. And the Garden State Parkway south of 132, a collision now on the shoulder. We're seeing volume on the westbound belt getting out toward Kennedy Airport, Staten Island Expressway eastbound building, Slauson Ave right out through the Verrazano Bridge. And if you're going to be taking a ride over to the Grand Central Parkway westbound, that's slowing down by the BQE. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the Southern State Parkway West at Belmore Road with a collision. Sunny today, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers. Just engaged? Finding the picture-perfect venue for the big day can be so stressful. Look no further. Plan your wedding aboard the beautiful Atlantis private yacht. The Atlantis is a three-deck vessel impeccably designed with two state-of-the-art bars, a private bridal changing suite, immaculate restrooms, a fountain up top, and a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor. Food and service are excellent, and guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Consider booking the Atlantis for your wedding. Onboard ceremonies can be accommodated. Your guests will be wowed by the beautiful venue and breathtaking views. And furthermore, there's only one wedding at a time. It doesn't get better than this. Weddings, engagement and retirement parties, commitment celebrations, fundraising events, sweet 16s, bar and bat mitzvahs, and corporate cruises are sure to be sensational. Call Captain Fred's office today and arrange an appointment to view the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231 or visit New York Cruises. We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Rick Klein is coming up momentarily. I want to tell you about Rhino Shield. We love Rhino Shield. You will, too, if you're a homeowner or if you're a business owner, perhaps a co-op board. You're on a co-op board. Springtime, summertime, that's the time to repaint, right? Well, let's decide this year. It's the last time you paint. Let's get Rhino Shielded. You got to talk to my friend Susan at Rhino Shield to find out more about this unique process. Rhino Shield is a coating. It's like a paint, but it's a ceramic coating that actually seals your house, seals your building. It's sprayed on, right? It bonds completely to wood, brick, stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. Comes in any color you want, has insulating qualities, soundproofing qualities, and is guaranteed for 25 years never to chip, peel, or mold. It's the last time you're ever going to have to paint your house again. I love the Rhino Shield on my home. You will love the Rhino Shield on your home or your business. Save yourself thousands. Please call Susan at Rhino Shield for a free estimate. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Or go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 640, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. Rick Klein is the political director of ABC News. Rick, happy 4th. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, great to be with you.
Nice to have you with us, Rick. What are you doing for the weekend? Do you get off or you, with the whole political season, Rick? It's still crazy for you, huh?
There's no such thing as off. The candidates are always on. We'll catch some fireworks around here. I hear there's a little thing going on in D.C.
Come on. I said, Rick, I got to talk to you. We so respect. And by the way, ABC's doing news. I find myself going to ABC News at night when I'm watching because, like I said, it's quick, it's to the point, and it moves from one story to the other. You guys are doing a great job there. But isn't it be funny if Donald Trump wears, like, a military outfit at the parade? Come on.
Medals.
I forgot about the medals. Yes. Because I said the scramble eggs on his hat, you know, the braids off his shoulders. The medals would be great. Oh, just to irritate the other side, Rick. But getting back to reality, Rick Klein, there are more polls out today showing Kamala Harris inching upwards. How much of a problem is she going to be for Joe Biden, do you think?
Well, yeah, she's crashed the top tier. I mean, there's no way around it. You look at our poll, she's tied for third with Elizabeth Warren behind Bernie and Biden. And it's not like Biden has collapsed, but he's certainly seen softened support. And I think now you see why he's so vulnerable. Harris just had a great debate. One thing I was struck by is that, you know, we asked people if you watched the debate or not, and they said if they watched the debate, she's a 20 among people that watched the debate. People didn't watch the debate, she's a 5. And more than 40% of people said that she won the debate. So it's about as clear a win as you can when there's 20 different candidates out there.
Yeah. Meantime, Mayor Pete seems to just keep fundraising like crazy. What's been the key to his fundraising success?
He went viral early, and there's no one that did himself more favors, I think, in that first half of the year than Mayor Pete. No one heard of him at the beginning of the year. He was kind of a peripheral character that no one can even pronounce his name. And now you have to realize he's in for the long haul. All that said, he's only at 4 in our poll. And to my mind, it's going to be hard to replicate what he did these last couple of months. He's not going to be the new flavor of the week very easily, very often. So he's got a huge war chest. He's raising more money than Bernie Sanders, for Pete's sake. And what you do with it becomes the question, and how you capitalize on the next thing. He's had a rough go of it back home. The question that I have is, what can he do different than what he's done already to try to vault into the top tier?
And Joe Biden, where is his support going? He's really waning seriously at this point, Rick?
Well, the strongest thing he has going for him is that almost half of Democratic voters think he's the best candidate to beat Trump. So it's that idea of electability. But if you start to eat away at that, because he seems either out of touch or old or has old ideas, that's where it becomes problematic. And I think that's what the pile on mattered last week. It wasn't just Harris. You had a number of candidates saying, I disagree fundamentally with what you're doing. And if you look at this new, diverse, energetic wing of the party, it doesn't look like Biden very much. And so there's that concern that's out there. I think Harris gives voice to it. But it has not been a great couple of weeks. Even though he's still in strong polling position, he has just not been strong when he has actually had to engage other candidates, Joe.
Yeah, what's the next round of debate? When is the next round of debates? And do we know which candidates will be included in it at this point, Rick?
Well, the next round, there are 4 weeks for the next debate, and it's probably going to be the same group, plus or minus one. The big question is going to be September, when our debate at ABC is on in the middle of September, and then you need 2% or 130,000 donations. 2% doesn't sound like much, but out of all these candidates, the 23, 24, 25 candidates, our poll today only has 8 candidates north of 2, and only 4 candidates in double digits. So that support gets spread around pretty thin pretty fast.
It's amazing. The president raised how much just recently? $105 million, is that right?
Yeah, it's going to be a different campaign. I mean, he's able to raise it through other mechanisms in his own campaign because he's got the RNC and the Trump Victory Fund working for him as well. But it is staggering when you realize how much of his campaign last time was self-funded. He wasn't really soliciting donations. They've gotten so much smarter about this. It's easier to spend someone else's money, Donald Trump included. He'd rather spend people that are supporting him. And actually, it helps build a grassroots network when people are giving money to a campaign. But yeah, that's a scary number if you're a Democrat, because the whole party is united behind Donald Trump. And, you know, we're still a year before the conventions.
Yeah. What about Tulsi Gabbard? She's not surfacing, huh?
Yeah, she's an intriguing one. I mean, I think she tangled a bit with some of her rivals over foreign policy last week. You know, right. A lot of people thought she might be Bernie's vice president if Bernie had been the nominee last time around. Obviously, that didn't come to pass. But she's an enigma to a lot of folks. She registers, you know, in the 1-2%, so I think she's around to stay for a while. But she isn't cut from the same kind of cloth as most of the other candidates. Maybe that's a good thing in a crowded field like this.
Yeah, in the future. Rick Klein, political director of ABC News. Appreciate your time, Rick. Tell us the Supreme Court, what the Supreme Court did with respect to the citizenship question on the census and why this is so controversial.
Yeah, it was a surprise to a lot of people, but they said that the Commerce Department, the Trump administration, hadn't done enough work to prove that citizenship question was put in the right way. And really, John Roberts, the Chief Justice, said, you lied to us. You gave us conflicting answers about the genesis of this. And he was trying to signal to them, give us a straight answer, and it's probably going to be okay, but we can't deal with people that are being dishonest with the court. The problem was we got so close to the deadline to actually conducting the census that happens every 10 years that just yesterday we heard they're going to the printers with it, literally the printers with it, without the question, because they're not going to be able to get it settled in time. So, I think the administration handled this poorly from the beginning. I think to my mind, reading the decision last week, if they had been just more forthright at the beginning about why they want to ask it, I think the conservative majority in the court would have been fine with it. It was just when they started hedging and there was new documents that came out and it looked like they weren't being honest that they were said, you got to go back to the drawing board.
Hey, Rick, what are you hearing about why Vice President Pence's plane was turned around yesterday? That was interesting, huh?
This is the mystery of the week, Joe. There is no good answers out of this. You know, I was talking to some folks in New Hampshire. The governor of New Hampshire was in the room, had no idea this was happening until the organizers said the vice president, they initially said called back because of some kind of an emergency. I don't remember another situation where the plane is loaded, the candidate or principal, the vice president in this case, is actually at the military airbase ready to get on. A fully set room is already loaded in New Hampshire an hour away. And they just bagged the whole thing. So it's a deep mystery. The vice president's people said we'll find out in the next couple of weeks what really happened, which is only adds to the mystery.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Our teams have been digging on it. They're not really getting anywhere.
I love these moments. Evidently, this happened, by the way, Rick, at the same time that Vladimir Putin canceled a meeting. Do you think there's any connection between the two?
Who knows? I mean, this, you know, in this White House, something chaotic always seems to happen that you could tie it back to. You know, at the same moment this drops or this person does this. So I don't know. This is not usual, though. There's no way to portray this as a usual thing. And I'm sure when word comes out, we will be surprised by what was actually happening. Again, the Republican governor of New Hampshire didn't know. I mean, he's just sitting there waiting and told, yeah, oh, that he's not coming. Very, very odd.
Man. Hey, Rick, we appreciate it. So are you going to see are you going to be with your kids at the big parade tomorrow?
Well, you know, D.C. residents know better than to brave the traffic downtown. We will we'll watch the fireworks from a very safe distance where we can get the kids tucked away in bed at a reasonable hour. It's a much better way to handle it as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Happy 4th, Rick. Always appreciate it. You know, Ricky, staying with us, and appreciate it very much. Rick Klein, political director of ABC News. God bless. Have a great 4th, and wishing you all the best, my friend.
Thanks, Joe. Best to you and yours, too. Have a great 4th.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Klein right there. 6:49. Debbie's looking out for you. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. 877-970-2999. Gonna try to get to the phones on the Balance of Nature phone line. Debbie, traffic. Oi, here we go into the 4th weekend, leaving New York, New York. How we looking, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, the Southern State westbound getting out toward the Wantagh. Watch out. It's an accident being cleared. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you on the Southern State Parkway west, right out toward Belmore Road as well, with another collision. A lot of stop-and-go traffic on County Road 39 East getting out through Southampton. And we're seeing volume at the inbound GWB of 40 minutes because of that earlier problem on the Cross Bronx East ramp to the Deegan. Still seeing some police department activity there. Lincoln 30, Holland 30, the New Jersey Turnpike northbound Western Spur, bumper to bumper up by 16W. It's an accident, 17 South in Mahwah, accident with a down pole to deal with. And the Garden State Parkway south of 132, an accident off on the shoulder. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on the FDR Drive south right through the 60s. It's a collision. And taking it over to the southbound thruway, pretty light getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Still moving okay on the LIRR because of the ongoing Amtrak repairs. You may see some trains canceled, combined, or diverted. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on it for a few years. So I had not severe Lyme disease, but it would show up on blood tests. And I would go to my infectious doctor once a year, and he told me the last 2 years, you don't have to come anymore. It doesn't even show up. And he said to me, I know you're going to say it's from Balance of Nature, and it is. I don't think there's anything, and I've studied nutrition for a long time, that this product is so superior. It's in a class by itself. I can't say enough about it. I just love it.
From now until July 4th, receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Also, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Today will be very warm and humid with intervals of clouds and sun, a shower in spots this morning, and a passing shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and early evening. Our high today, 88. Some clouds, warm and muggy overnight, though 73. For tomorrow, Independence Day, times of clouds and sun, very warm and humid, high 87. Friday, more clouds than sun, warm and humid with a shower or thunderstorm, especially in the afternoon, with a high of 83. AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything.
coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Joe Piscopo on the radio, going into 4th of July.
Oh, once I rode that ribbon highway, I saw above me the endless sky. I saw below me a golden valley. Now this land was made for you and me. Followed my footsteps through the sparkling sands of the diamond deserts, and all around me a voice was sounding. They cried, this land was made for you and me. Well, the sun came shining.
That's Bruce Springsteen doing Woody Guthrie's song, This Land Is Your Land. You know, it's interesting, as Bruce will tell you in concert, that was an answer to God Bless America. It was an angry answer to God Bless America. They thought God Bless America was, well, wait a minute. They, for some reason, I would say the hippies of the day, Woody Guthrie, those guys, just didn't like that Irving Berlin, you know, took it upon himself to say God is blessing America. You and I believe that. I like God Bless America. I'll stand during God Bless America, put my hand over my heart on God Bless America. But to Guthrie's point, and certainly to Mr. Springsteen's point, it's our country. It's our country. And that song, This Land Is Your Land, is a beautiful, beautiful song. And it brings it right down to you and me, how great this great country is. And every walk of life, every lifestyle, every color, every religion, we're a great people. And it's okay. And I say that in the most humble of ways. You know, one of my favorite expressions is, he who humbles himself is exalted, and vice versa. And if you live by that law, you know, you're doing pretty darn good in my mind, you know. So the fact of the matter is, I say it humbly that we're a good people. And I know, and so when I meet you and you come over and we say, hey, Joe, how you doing? And we talk about the issues of the day, whether you agree with me or not. I love you, and I'm so proud to be from this country, and it's okay, because this land was made for you and me, and you know what? God bless America. It's okay to say that, right? 656 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Hey, Five Boroughs, you know, before we go to break, we're going to go to our network news. Al will give you local network news, and then we're going to come on back, and we got a great show. Colonel Jack Jacobs is going to join us next hour. He is a Medal of Honor recipient, true American hero. All around great guy. And then Steve Perillo is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Mayor Stephen Phillip from Jersey City. They got a lot going on there. Dr. Mark Siegel. We're going to talk to the great Mark Siegel. He's a great doc, Fox News medical correspondent, about what is going on with Kim Jong-un, you know, and how much damage are smartphones doing to our bodies. You know, me, I'm the hypochondriac. And if there's a doctor on the show, especially when it's Dr. Mark Siegel, you know I'm a happy guy. Carol Danko was with us, Vito Fasella, and Commissioner Bernie Kerik. Bernie was a key part of Eddie Gallagher's defense team. Eddie Gallagher, not guilty. Boom. Bernie was right there. You saw in all the national news, Commissioner Kerik was right there. He will join us in the 9 o'clock hour on AM 970, The Answer. And don't, and again, at 657, a funeral service is being held today for 9/11 first responder Luis Alvarez, the NYPD detective. He died Saturday at age 53 from colon cancer, you know, because he was exposed to those toxins at Ground Zero following the terrorist attack. And you saw him on the news. He became really well known recently for making that emotional plea in front of Congress with Congressman King and with John Stewart, calling for a 9/11 victims fund to be replenished. True American hero, Alvarez is, Detective Alvarez is, and may he rest in peace. And if you're on your way and you're part of the NYPD, we love you. We appreciate it. And to the Alvarez family, to the NYPD family, our condolences. Joe on the radio, going into the 4th of July, 877-970-2999. That is our Balance of Nature phone line. Let us rip, let it rip, and come on in, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Frankie is here. Albert is here. Debbie's on the roads. And you are here, live from New York City. It's Radio Piscopo on AM 970.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.